Leading the news this morning, Kevin Rudd will be sworn in as Prime Minister today. He's promising a new approach to make Labor competitive at the federal election. His return to the top job followed another day of drama in Canberra. In the end, his victory over Julia Gillard was 57 votes to 45. Julia Gillard will quit politics at the upcoming election. Her fate was sealed when her key backer, Bill Shorten, announced he was deserting her. Ms Gillard has congratulated Kevin Rudd on his elevation and says she respects her colleague's decision. The change of leader has come at a big cost. Six ministers have gone to the backbench. Two of them, Peter Garrett and Craig Emerson, have announced they will leave politics. Anthony Albanese has replaced Wayne Swan as deputy leader, and Chris Bowen is tipped to take over as treasurer. In other news, it's being reported that former South African President Nelson Mandela is now on life support in hospital. The Archbishop of Cape Town says he's praying that Mr Mandela will have a peaceful end. A steady stream of family members have been visiting him in hospital. In the US, supporters of gay marriage are celebrating after the Supreme Court overturned a law denying government benefits to same-sex couples. The court has ruled the Defence of Marriage Act, which defines marriage as being only between a man and a woman, is unconstitutional.